Hi, everyone. Good morning. It's really a pleasure and an honor to be able to speak to all of you today. Before my parents, who are both on also, and Dean Karen Bacon, who seems to be here as well. It is an honor to be here this morning to teach you some Torah, to learn some Torah with you, specifically a Perek of Tehillim that I think many of us become much more familiar with during this time period, Mizmor Chaf Zayin, which is the Perek of LeDavid Hashem Ori V'Ishi, a Perek that we say customarily. We have the minhag to say every single morning between Rosh Chodesh Elul and really all the way until the end of the Yamim Noraim season, until Hoshana Rabbah, the end of the holiday of Sukkot. So I'm going to share my screen right now. If anyone, it's easier for them to look at a file in the chat. I'm going to share that here as well. And I'm going to share my screen so that you can have the makor, the source sheet, and we'll begin. We're going to learn this parak today through two different approaches. One, which is more of a pshat approach, based on the explanations in the Dat Mikra, and some of our more classical parshanim. And then we'll look at it a second time through the lens of Rav Elchanan Samet from the virtual Beit Midrash, to try to understand some deeper messages about why exactly we say this parak of Tehillim during this time period, what the goal possibly of saying this parak of Tehillim during this time period is all about, and how hopefully it can enhance our tfilos as well as our Yirat Shamayim and closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu during this time period. So the parak begins, LeDavid Hashem Uri V'Ishi, Hashem is my light and my salvation, Mimi Ira, Hashem Ma'us Chayayim Mimi Afchad. Hashem is my light and my salvation. Who should I fear? Hashem is the stronghold of my life from the language of oath, from the language of strength. Mimi efchad, from who should I be afraid? When evildoers come to eat my flesh, they fall away. If an encampment were to come upon me, my heart would not be afraid. If a war was going to approach me in this, meaning in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I trust. And what's fascinating, says Dat Mikra, about these three psukim, is that these three psukim are really an expression of emunah and bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That the opening section of this parak of this mizmor is it a statement, an acknowledgement that because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in our lives, because we have faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we do not have a reason to fear, we do not have a reason to be afraid. The Pesukim give two specific examples of this. Pasuk Bet and Pasuk Gimel are both examples of times when a person would not need to fear, when a person would not need to be afraid because of the fact that that individual trusts in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if we scroll down for a moment to the Ibn Ezra's explanation of Pasuk Aleph, the Ibn Ezra in Source 1 explains, L'tavid Hashem Ori V'Yishim Mimi Ira. Yesh Omrim, there are those that say, Ori, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our light. In what context is HaKadosh Baruch Hu our light? Balayla She'in Sham Or Ki HaNefesh Tefachid. That in the nighttime, in the time where a person might be somewhat afraid, might fear the outside, might fear what's going on, Hashem is Ori, Hashem is our light. And so therefore the soul does not need to be afraid in the nighttime because HaKadosh Baruch Hu fills that gap of light. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our Or, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our light. V'ishi, when is HaKadosh Baruch Hu our salvation, our savior? Bayom, during the day. The Mizmor, according to the Ibn Ezra, begins with this idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu guides us in all elements of our life, whether it's nighttime, whether it's daytime, regardless of context or circumstance, Hashem is there to be the guiding force, to be the guiding light. V'yesh Omrim, he provides a different approach. Ori, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our light. Taloi b'divrei ha'neshama. That when it comes to things that are connected to our spiritual persona, to our spiritual being, to our neshama, Hashem is our light in those regards. V'ishi, Hashem is our savior. B'divrei haguf, when it comes to elements of our physical being. That it's not only that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there for us and saves us and looks out for us when it comes to things that have to do with one's soul, but that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also our savior when it comes to things that has to do with our physical body. Uma'os chayai, what does it mean that Hashem is the stronghold of our life? Kashur ha'neshama baguf. Al kein lo yefachid me adam sheyafridei. That the connection between our neshama and our guf, that is looked out for by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That it, again, the Ibn Ezra is framing for us, whether it's the context, the circumstance of our life, day or night, whether it's our personal beings, spiritual and religious, HaKadosh Baruch Hu combines those elements for us, looks out for us in all of those elements to make sure that we are protected. So the Mizmor begins with a very strong feeling and a very strong statement of, we don't have to fear. We don't have to fear because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there for us in every element of our life. And just to begin, in many ways in this time period of Elul, we might be concerned, we might be afraid, we might wonder, why should I be nervous about the fact that we're getting closer and closer to Yom HaDin? Should I be nervous about the fact that Hashem is beginning to open up those books for us and take account of what we did, that we're going to be judged in less than 30 days from now? And the Mizmor begins with this vote of confidence for all of us. This vote of confidence that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there as our savior, is there as our light. And because of that, we have no one to be afraid of in terms of physical beings. But I think even more so in this time period, every single morning we get up and we reaffirm this idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks out for us and is there for us. The Al Sheikh also has a different explanation as to why exactly, in what context might a person be afraid and how exactly Hashem helps us in that process. He says, Yesh la'adam aleph oyev ha'nefesh. We have two different types of enemies. Number one, we have oyvei ha'nefesh. We have enemies that are in our soul, meaning, ki yetzer hara v'kol kol chodo tumash na'asu ba'avirot asher asa. We have our yetzer hara. We have things that detract us from where we want to be, from who we want to be. And that is one type of oyev that we have in our life. V'yish sug sheni, there's a second type of enemy. V'hu oyvei haguf, orchei milchama mevakshim lahargo. We have physical enemies. Now, I don't think any of us have people coming to actually physically kill us, but we have physical enemies, people that are going up against us in different elements of our lives. As a klal, we have physical enemies, possibly people that are anti-Semitic, people that want to hurt Eretz Yisrael. We have oyvei haguf, we have physical enemies, and we have oyvei hanefesh, we have enemies that are from within that impact our personal striving towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Al Sheikh, L'David Hashem Urivi Yishi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks out for us in those contexts. In those contexts of trying to fight off our spiritual enemies and then trying to fight off our physical enemies. The Mizmor continues after Psukim Aleph Bet and Gimel, and the Dot Mikra explains that it moves into a second section. A second section where the psalmist, namely David HaMelech, has a question, has a request of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what that request is enumerated and elaborated on in Psukim Dalet Hey and Vav. Achat sha'alti me'ed Hashem ota avakesh. I ask one thing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shifti b'veid Hashem kol yimei chayai. I want to sit in the house of Hashem, and we'll talk a little bit as to what exactly that means, given that David HaMelech wrote this, and of course David HaMelech did not build the Beit HaMikdash, his son Shlomo did. So what does it mean? Shifti b'veid Hashem kol yimei chayai. Lachazot b'noam Hashem, to dwell in the graciousness of God, ulevaker b'hichalo, and to visit his temple. Ki yitzpanini b'suko b'yom ra'ah yastirini b'sitar alo b'tzuriru m'meni. The psalmist continues, David HaMelech continues to say, I would like him to wrap me in his sukkah, in his protection, in his pavilion on a day of bad. I would like him to hide me in the cover of his tent. He will lift me like a rock. And if he lifts me up, and now he will lift me up over all of my enemies, I'll offer in his tent sacrifices of truah. If we scroll down for a minute, sorry about the scrolling. If we scroll down to the Mitzuyat Tzion, and Pasuk Vav explains that Truah is Bikol Truat Simcha, with happiness. That we know that the request of HaKadosh Baruch Hu saving a person in these experiences, in his Sukkah, in his Ohel, that Ezbecha Ba'ahalu Zivchei Truah, it will allow us to bring songs of happiness to him, Ashira ve'azamra la'Hashem. I will sing and I will cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so section number two is a request of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to let us dwell in his home. And that home is phrased in many different ways. We have Bevei Hashem, we have Behei Chalo, we have Bisuko, Biyom Ra'a, we have Beseter Ahalo, we have Ahalo again, many different kinds of wordings of what exactly it means to sit in the comfort or in the salvation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And David HaMelech here is requesting for one thing, and that one thing is to sit in the house of Hashem all of the days of one's life. There's a beautiful Malbim commenting on this question. And the Malbim explains in source 4 something beautiful. Achat sha'alti me'et Hashem. Ein sho'el dvarim rabim lefi hitchadesh hatzarchim. I am not asking for many things that are based on the creation, the newness of each of our needs. She'yichadesh l'kol adam b'chol eit she'il acheret. At every different point in our lives, we have different questions for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Refuah, for health. How applicable is that for us today? Mizonos, food. Hatzala mehayoyev, salvation from the enemy. V'chadome. Rak she'ila achat sha'alti be'avar ve'ota avakesh tamid ba'atid. There was one question I asked in the past, said the Malbim. And this question I am going to continue to ask in the future. Ki b'she'ila zo klulim kol hasha'ilot. Because in this one question contains all of the questions. V'hu shifti b'vid Hashem kol yimei chayai. And it is, let me dwell in the house of Hashem all of the days of my life. The Malbim explains so powerfully that this question that David HaMelech says, Achat sha'alti me'ed Hashem, I have one question that I had asked from Hashem, and is what I will continue to ask, is the question that is then answered with, Shifti b'vid Hashem kol yimei chayai. I would like to dwell in the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu all of the days of my life. Says the Malbim, that question, that request of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let me dwell in your house every single day of my life, is a request that includes all of the things that we daven for. A request for refuah, a request for food, for parnasa, a request for salvation from the enemy. And that when we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to sit in his house every single day, it means to sit in the protection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To ask for each of these little things. The Malbim continues, Hasheila Shisha'alti Odot Shifti Bivid Hashem Rak Ota Avakish. The question that I asked, that I should sit in the house of Hashem, only that I ask. Sha'al Yada Agialachul Hatzrachim Apratim. That through that question, I'll get to all of the more smaller requests, all of the more personal requests. The Metzudat David has a different explanation for what this question exactly is. But I think it's a critical understanding as well. The Metzudat David says, Shifti. What does it mean that we ask to sit in the house of Hashem? She'ashev bevid Hashem tovli. That I'll sit in the house of God which is good for me. Namely, that I'll sit in the house of God that will allow me to have a good life. Lachazo b'noam Hashem. What does it mean to look for the peace of God, lir'ot b'ni'imut Torah Hashem, to see the beauty of the Torah of Hashem, ulevaker b'heichalo, to visit in his mists, lidrosh b'heichalo b'dvar mitzvah Hashem, to be able to understand his mitzvot, to discuss his mitzvot, to search out his mitzvot. And so the Metzudat David is providing us with a three-pronged understanding of this pasuk, of pasuk Daleth. We are asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to let us dwell in his house because we believe that it is good for us. We're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to let us see the beauty of his Torah. And we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to let us understand his mitzvot better so that we can perform them better. If we look at this Malbim and the Metzudat David together, I think we have a complete understanding and picture as to what exactly Pasuk Dalet is asking us, is asking of HaKadosh Baruch Hu the request that is coming from us. On the one hand, the Metzudat David is pointing us to the fact that we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to allow us to live lives of Torah, to feel that we are sitting in Hashem's house in a time period where many of us may not necessarily have the same access to communal structures in the way that we may have been used to in the past. How much more so is this request powerful? We're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for assistance in crafting in our lives moments and places where we feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence, where we feel that we are sitting in a Beit Hashem, wherever that may be, and we're asking that we feel the connection, the sweetness of His Torah, and we feel like we are part of a community that's searching out His mitzvos. All of this together, namely, we're looking, we're requesting that we feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in the spiritual elements of our lives, in carving out spiritual places in our lives. And if we take that in conjunction with the Malbim, who says that it's also a request that allows us to really cover all of the physical requests that we might ask for. Refua, mezonot, hatzalah mi'oyev. That we're also asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to allow us to dwell in His tent, to allow us to sit in His mikdash, shifti b'vid Hashem, in order that we also feel protected when it comes to all of the physical elements of our lives as well. And so if we connect these two ideas, the Metzudat Zavet and the Malbim, to what the Ibn Ezra said earlier, the opening psukim of this perek highlight for us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has an integral role in both the spiritual elements of our lives and the physical elements of our lives. And the requests that we make of HaKadosh Baruch Hu during this time period should be requests that are related to both of those elements. And this question of Achat Sha'alti Mi'ed Hashem Ota Avakei Shifti B'Veid Hashem Kol Yemei Chayai is the request of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He play a strong role in both our physical lives and spiritual lives, which of course we know that He does. But I think in many ways, in this month of Elul, saying this parak every single day allows us to become more attuned to search out where we see Hashem in these elements of our lives. If we continue with the parak has a shift in a very strong way, if you look in part B, to more, I would say, not negative, but more feelings of insecurity. Sukim Aleph Bet and Gimel Dalet Hay and Vav really provide us with a sense of security. If an enemy comes to attack me, I feel secure because Hashem is with me. If we shift to Pasuk Zion now, really through Pasuk Gimel, we'll see that there's expressions here of lack of security. Shema Hashem Koli Akra V'Chaneini V'Anini. Hashem, answer me. Listen to my voice. Pasachet lecha amar libi bakshu panaya panecha Hashem avakesh. My heart is saying, Hashem, see my face. I'm asking for you. Pasachet al tester panecha mimeni. Don't turn your face away from me. Al tat ba'af adecha ezrati ayita. Don't throw me away. Al teicheni v'al tazvini. Don't throw me away. Alokei ishi al Hashem, my salvation. Why? Pasuk yud ki avivi mi azavuni. My parents have abandoned me. V'Hashem yasvini. Hashem, you will gather me. Hashem, show me your way so that I can live, so that I can continue. Don't hand me over to my adversaries. Because Ede Sheker, false witnesses, rise up against me and provide violence. If I had not believed in you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, .. and it trails off. What's fascinating about this section is that in many ways, Zion 3 Yud Gimel is an elaboration of the request that we see in Dalet Hay and Vav. In Dalet Hay and Vav, we're saying we have one question, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that question is to sit in your house, physical and spiritual, to see you in all elements of our lives. But that's elaborated on in Zion 3 Yud Gimel. Hashem, how will I come to be able to do that? Listen to my voice. Shema Hashem koli akra v'chanini v'anini. Have pity on me, have mercy on me. Answer me, by allowing me in. Hashem, avakesh, Hashem, I'm searching you out in pasuchet. Al tester panachem v'anishem, don't turn your face from me. Let me into your door. End of pasuk yud v'Hashem yasfini, Hashem, you're going to gather me in. Show me your ways. Because if you show me your way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you'll let me into your house. If you show me your ways, the ways I'm supposed to walk in terms of Torah and mitzvot, I'll be in your house. I'll be shifti b'veid Hashem kol yemei chayai. Pasuk Yud Gimel If I had not had the ability to see the goodness of Hashem. And then it trails off. Meaning what? If we scroll down to Pasuk, to source 8, Radak explains, Lulei hamanti l'ropa tuv Hashem be'eretz chayim. Heim hayu bi eidei sheker midivrei chamas ukimat avadati midivreyen. Lulei shehamanti b'chov v'lo chashashti l'divreyen. The Radak explains that in David HaMelech's life, he had eidei sheker, people that were false witnesses against him, people that spoke badly against him. And the Radak explains, kimat avadati midivreyen. I almost lost myself in those words. I was almost lost. If it was not for my faith in you and I didn't care about their words, and I believed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that I could have hope in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and that I would see his goodness for the rest of the world. I think the beauty in looking at this Radak and in trying to understand this Radak is the recognition that the request that is being made here is a request to sit in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's house. And the belief that even in all circumstances where it may seem like one has completely lost hope, Aviv imi azavuni, my parents have completely left me. I'm alone in this world. Many of the Parshanim, not brought here, but many of the Parshanim explain it's like a child, a little child that feels like his parents have completely abandoned them and does not have hope, does not have anywhere to turn to. Says the Radak, if it wasn't for the trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if it wasn't for the bitachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks out for us in both the physical and spiritual elements of our lives, kim'at avadati midivreihem, I might have completely lost hope. I might have completely given up. But it's the bitachon, it's the belief that we will see the goodness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that brings us through. The Mizmor ends with Kaveh El Hashem Chazak V'yamit Libecha V'Kaveh El Hashem. Hope in God, strengthen your heart, and hope in God again. What's interesting is that the language of Chazak V'yamit is very similar to other places in Tanakh. I think the most famous one is the first parak of Sefer Yehoshua, Chazak ve'amatz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yehoshua 3 times to be strong. It's a language that tells us have hope. Believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there for you. Hashem tells Yehoshua, believe that you're going to be successful in the conquest of the land because you know that I'm with you. And so the Radak continues in source 9. Kaveh el Hashem, trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. ומרוב ביכוני ואמונתי בהשם, אני אומר כנגד עצמי כל היום קווה אל השם, אל תחוש לדברי העברים. Because of my belief that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there for me, I'm not going to care what the enemies say. I'm not going to care if somebody gets up on the national stage and says that Klal Yisrael should be in danger for whatever reason. I'm not going to care if I encounter an anti-Semitic experience outside. Because I believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there to save me. Chazak v'yamitz libecha, ata chazik b'drecha, v'hu y'amitz libecha, said the Radak. If we strengthen ourselves in his ways, if we bring ourselves closer to him, he will strengthen our hearts. Not to be afraid when we feel like we are challenged. V'kaveh el Hashem, pa'am shenit, says the Radak. Rotzeh lomar sh'tiyeh bo atikvah tamid v'lo tamush b'levavah. We're told again, Kaveh El Hashem, trust in Hashem, to reaffirm this idea that we should always have tikvah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we should always hope in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that hope should never leave our hearts. So if we zoom out for a moment after learning these sources together, what we get is an appreciation for this mizmor, as a mizmor that tells us that we should have bitachon and have emuna, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there for us in all elements of our lives. Physical and spiritual. Spiritual in terms of the Yetzer Hara that might work against us. Physical in terms of enemies that we might have or struggles that we might have in the world. And the second half of the Mizmor pushes us to say, It is only our emunah that's really going to get us to real feelings of security. That it's belief that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there for us at all times, and that feeling that Hashem is there for us at all times, that allows us to feel secure, that allows us to feel hope. And so the psalmist, David HaMelech, cries out, Hashem, show me your face, don't hide your face from me. Because if you hide your face from me, I may not feel secure. Horeini Hashem Derekecha, show me your ways, because I need you to show me your ways in order to fully feel secure in this world. And so then we get a last push of encouragement, Hashem. Kavei el Hashem. Trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chazak v'yamitz libecha. Strengthen your own heart. To kavei el Hashem and trust in Hashem again. Because that trust, that hope, is what allows us to continue, is what allows us to push forward. And I think specifically when we talk about our hopes for Elul and beyond, and our avoda that we have in the month of Elul, is to truly work on feeling this way. Is to truly work on feeling that we have one request of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is Shifti B'Veit Hashem. To sit in his house, to feel his presence, to feel his comfort, to feel that he's there, to ask of him to allow us to have this experience. And each day when we say this mizmor, we're asking for his help. We're asking to feel him in all elements of our lives. But that doesn't only come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking to us, but it also comes from our commitment, our appreciation, our desire to feel him in our lives. And so I believe that one of the reasons we say this in the month of Elul is that we need this extra push every now and then, but even more so when we're leading up to the Yom HaDin. We need a reorientation of our desires and our needs. Sometimes in this world, we think we need X. We think we need Y. We think we need this physical toy. I had a conversation yesterday, actually, with my daughter, who's 5 years old. She said, Ima, I need, I forget what it was. I think it was a certain toy that she had seen in a friend's house. She said, Ima, I need that. I said, really, Leora, do you need that? She said, no, but I want it. I said, Leora, there's a difference between needs and wants. And I think here, what we do in the month of Elul and beyond is we reaffirm what we need in our lives. And what we need in our lives is the feeling of closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because we recognize that that feeling of closeness that we have is then spilled over into both our spiritual and our physical lives. And this parak reorients for us what our actual needs are and what maybe our just wants. And kavei el Hashem, this ending that we say every single day, trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's pushing it into us, that's sending us the message, that's reinforcing for us every single day. Kaveh Hashem, trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because at the end of the day, it is all that we need. I want to shift now to a different approach from Rav Elchanan Samet, who points out something very striking. I'm sure some of you noticed that the speaker in part A and the speaker in part B is different. In part A, God is addressed in third person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talked about as HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Achat sha'alti me'ed Hashem. L'David Hashem orivi ishi. We talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu in third person. In part B, David HaMelech talks directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'cha amar libi. To you, my heart asks. Al tasder panecha mimeni. Don't hide your face from me. And this is not structural only, but also reflects a different of approaches within the parak itself. In the first section of the parak, in part A, David HaMelech has complete confidence in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He has no one to fear because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is his savior. He has this quiet confidence in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The fact that he's talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu out there as opposed to directly showing pleas to him, directly addressing him, highlights the fact that he does not need to call out to him directly. But he knows that Hashem is there even if he's not calling out to him directly. He has confidence that he's going to be answered. But then there's a sharp shift in Pasuk Zayin. The sharp shift in Pasuk Zayin is that the Mishorer seems to completely lack this quiet sense of security. There's a lack of confidence there. Al tichaini v'al ta'azbini, don't cast me off, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, namely, that maybe there actually is an option for Hashem to cast us off. And there's this difference in the two halves. On the one hand, part A seems to be this quiet sense of confidence. And on the other hand, part B seems to be that there is a lack of confidence here. And so when we look at these two halves, one difference that we see between the two halves is that one half has confidence and one half has fear. In part A, there's a recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given a person all of these things. Namely, Hashem Ha'us Chaya, Hashem, you've given it to me, and so I need to be grateful. Ashira v'azamra l'HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I need to express my gratitude to you. Hashem gives us these things, and we have to be grateful. The second half, we ask things from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Al taser panacha mimeni. Al titneni b'neshes sarai. We're appealing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and acknowledging what he has the capacity to do in this world. It is, in essence, the inverse. Part A is top down. Hashem ma'us chayai mimiyavchad. Hashem, you are my savior. I have no one to be afraid. You are my savior. I have no one to be afraid from. Part B, Hashem, I'm going to call out to you because I recognize that you can give me all of these things, but I need to appeal to you to ask for these things. In addition, if you look at the underline, Hashem's name is actually mentioned 6 times in each section. What does Pasuk Yudalad do? Pasuk Yudalad rounds out both of these sections. There's an additional Hashem for both of them. This idea of 7 being a significant number in Judaism. There's an additional 2 Hashems to make up 7 and 7 in each half. Namely, this recognition that belief in God gets us through both of these scenarios. Belief in God allows us to continue to feel his shefa in our lives, to feel his influence in our lives, and to not be afraid and to be grateful for what we're giving and to sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all that we're given. And in addition, belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows us to feel like our direct appeals towards him will be answered. Says Rav Samet, the reason Kaveh El Hashem is repeated is exactly for this reason as well, to really round off both of these sections. Kaveh El Hashem chazak v'amitz libecha, says Rav Samet, works with part B. Believe in God and strengthen your heart, knowing that he'll answer all of those requests you made in part B. V'kaveh El Hashem, trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and continue to trust in him like you did in part B. Now, what's interesting is that if you think about this, and actually if anyone wants like a further learning, to go look at Mizmor Chavav. Mizmor Chavav is actually the inverse. Starts out with the lack of confidence and transitions to the confidence. Here, we start off with confidence, we transition to lack of confidence, and then transition back into confidence. And so Rav Salman asks, why exactly is the Mizmor set up like this? Normally, we don't have hope in something. We're not sure if we trust in something, and through a process, we come to hope. We don't normally have hope in something and then lose hope in it and then go back to having hope in it. It might have been more logical to have all of Zion through Yigimel in the beginning and then Aleph through Vav in the second half or towards the end. And so the first thing that Rav Samet points out, which I think is so beautiful, is our religious experience is not like a straight arrow. Our experience doesn't start off with us not hoping and then move directly to hope and emunah. But our experience and the relationship that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is cyclical. It goes up and down. The same way any relationship we have with any individual, lahavdil, is also up and down. At moments we feel super close to an individual. After a month in summer camp, people feel really close to those friends. And then the year goes by and they don't feel so close anymore. Same thing with our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are moments... The shofar being blown at the end of Yom Kippur is one of those moments where we feel the closeness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu completely and entirely. And then there are moments where we don't feel that closeness, where we feel maybe a little bit more distant, where we don't see Hashem as clearly. And we know that he's there, but we feel distant. We feel a separation. Says Rav Samit, the reason that this mizmor, the reason that this mizmor is as such is to teach us that our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu throughout the year can be one that goes up and down. As long as we get back to that initial point of Kaveh El Hashem Chazak V'Yamitz Libecha V'Kaveh El Hashem. When we get back to that point of Bitachon, get back to that point of feeling closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I think when we talk about our hopes for Elul and beyond, a second hope for Elul is that we're able to look back on our past year and say to ourselves, where are the moments where I felt that really intense feeling of closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Where were the moments where I searched for him a little more? And to recognize that's all part of our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not straight. Our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes in waves and goes up and down. And sometimes we see them really clearly and sometimes we see them less clearly. But we reaffirm and we recommit ourselves to the fact that that's still a strong relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Searching for him and seeing him very clearly are two key elements of our relationship with him. What I want to conclude with is something that is based on a Midrash in Vayikra Rabbah. The Midrash in Vayikra Rabbah tells us, Ori b'rosh Hashanah v'yishi b'yom HaKippurim, that this phrase of L'David Hashem Ori v'yishi is a reference to the ways that we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our lives, both on Rosh Hashanah and on Yom Kippur. If we think about our experiences on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, on Rosh Hashanah, we crown Hashem as King. We see him fully. We see him loudly. We say HaMelech really, really loud because we are crowning Hashem as King. Yom Kippur, on the other hand, is a day where we're searching HaKadosh Baruch Hu out. We're not sure what our relationship is with him, and we say Vidui 11 times to recognize that. Rasalvechik says man may meet his creator in two ways. Sometimes God appears to man and shows his face with him, to him. He fills him with vitality and showers him with the dew of rejuvenation, without the person having to wait days or nights without seeking and searching for him. However, God often hides, and then man pleads, show me, I pray you, for your glory. Rosh Hashanah is the day where God shows his face to us, where we crown him as king. Yom Kippur is the time where we say, Hashem, show us your glory, forgive us. Continues with Salvechik, if this person frightened and anxious, thirsty for salvation or relief, is longing for the living God, and God does not hurry to the encounter, then he must do as Moshe did. On that wondrous morning, he must seek God with agility, assiduously, conscientiously, with exertion and compulsion. This is how one seeks out God. Namely, that we have two paths of Avodah Hashem. A path where we search out God because God seems to be hidden, and in some ways that's Yom Kippur. A path where God is so obvious and shows his face to us, and that's Rosh Hashanah. I think what's important to recognize is that perhaps the Mizmor is structured this way as well. To guide us with this perspective through the Yamim Noraim from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah being the day where we see God as King. We spend the whole day focused on this Malchus. And then Yom Kippur is the day where we wonder, is God really, is he there? Is he going to forgive us? Is he going to recommit his relationship to us? And so what I want to conclude with is a quote from the Siva Shalom who says, Elazman zeni tan li yudi lachimin atzmo sheyer ra'oyu muchan li yom ha-kippur li'itayir bi'atuma ha-chitzonis va'apnimis. Lifnei Hashem titayir she-tachlir ha-tshuva hi lifnei Hashem ha-dvekut ba-Hashem v'chol od yesh bo tuma pnimin eino mesugal klal l'zchut l'dvekut ba-Hashem. The goal of this time period, says the Nesiv HaShalom, is to cleanse ourselves from the internal tuma that we might have. And what this parak of Tehillim, the David Hashem Uri V'Yishi, provides us the opportunity to do every single day on a daily basis is to reaffirm our commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to reaffirm our bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to say to ourselves that we're using this parak of Tehillim each morning as a time to step back and purify ourselves, to think about how has my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu been over the past year. Where do I want that relationship to go? What does my emunah look like? What does my bitachon look like? Recognizing that our relationship isn't just smooth. Our relationship, it's okay if it goes up and down. but reaffirming our commitment and our belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu every single day. Kaveh El Hashem, Chazak V'Yamitzvi Becha V'Kaveh El Hashem. May this time period be one where you're able to strengthen your Amunah and Bitachon, where you feel Hashem in both the spiritual and the physical elements of our lives. It may be a time where we see Hashem's Bracha and Shefa in all of the elements of our lives. Wishing all of you a meaningful and wonderful day. Thank you for the opportunity to speak with all of you, and have a good day.